Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Some of our self-appointed master counselors, such as Ann Landers and her twin sister, Abigail Van Buren, have contributed either intentionally or unintentionally to the moral climate of our nation. Both women approve of the homosexual lifestyle. Both women uphold the right of a husband or a wife to think of some other desirable sex partner during the intimate relationship. They reasoned that our thoughts and our fantasies belong to us alone. If men want to fantasize about Madonna, and women want to fantasize about Paul Newman, no harm is done so long as they are faithful to their spouses. What absolute trashy advice! It is a disgrace that reputable newspapers will print such immoral counsel. Will you please listen to the words of the Son of God? You have heard that it was said by them of old time, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say unto you, that whoso looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Matthew 5:27-28. Does Jesus mean that it not only is wrong to commit adultery, but it is also wrong to think adultery? My friends, there is no question about our Lord's meaning. That is the reason the Scriptures constantly warn about guarding our thoughts. The wise man Solomon gave this advice, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Proverbs 4:23. If I allow my mind to dwell on the forbidden, and all kinds of sexual immorality are forbidden, how long will it be before I actually engage in adultery or in premarital sex? The New Testament also stresses keeping our hearts and minds pure. On more than one occasion, Jesus and the Pharisees engaged in heated discussions about customs and traditions. Many of the Jews laid great emphasis on ceremonial washing, both of certain vessels and of one's hands. Jesus said, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man." Matthew 15:19-20. What Jesus said can hardly be missed. If we spend enough time thinking about murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemies, we are more likely to engage in these ungodly acts. All of us are familiar with these words from Philippians 4, but they bear repeating until we have made them a part of our moral and spiritual lives. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Why should we think of these Christian virtues? How can we ever incorporate them into our lives unless we think about them? But someone may respond, "I cannot avoid thinking about adultery or fornication. Every time I turn my television set on, even for the news, and every time I pick up a book or a magazine, I am constantly bombarded with pictures of scantily clothed and generously endowed young women." It is certainly true that our culture probably stresses sexual themes in almost every medium. Advertisers know how a scantily clad young woman gets men's attention. They want you to see some connection between the product or service they are selling and sexual fulfillment. They are guilty of deceiving young men and young women and leading them into destructive behaviors. Would to God that the manufacturers and advertisers would respect Christian moral values. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.